Joining us now for the second portion of Face Connecticut here on WTIC and WTIC-FM, we have with us Dr. Alex Merkeloff. He is a radiologist and the head of the Women's Imaging Center at the University of Connecticut Health Center. Doctor, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And we're talking about some of this new technology when it comes to women's breast health. Of course, breast cancer is a major problem here in the state of Connecticut and around the world, really. What is this new 3D imaging system that you have over there that not a lot of hospitals have, I understand?
Well, it's new. Basically, it was just FDA approved in 2010. Mm-hmm. And currently, it's basically, the major medical centers are getting it. Yale has one. UConn, we have it. And what it basically does is it allows to take multiple images of the breast rather than two images,
right,
like the regular mammograms. And mm-hmm. literally, you watch the breast like a movie. You scroll through the breast. And as a result, it allows us to pick up more cancers, potentially, and also allows us to reduce anxiety by asking people to come back for additional views.
Right. So this kind of gives you a full-on look at the depth of this thing, and because I know there are a lot of cases where regular mammographies don't pick up some of the real early stages of breast cancer. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, the bottom line is this. We don't know what causes breast cancer, but we do know it's a very common problem, as you said, and we have to screen for it. So we're always looking to update our screening methods. So this 3D mammography, which is gives you the same radiation dose, simply gives you more information. And an analogy that I like to use is as follows. If you're a bird watcher, it's like looking for birds standing mm-hmm. on the outside of the forest. That's the old way. Mm-hmm. Or actually walking through the forest looking for birds. You see? So that's 3D mammography.
Yeah. And that gives you an idea, I guess, the size of the lump or the tumor too as well?
So one of the most important things we look at is margins, meaning that what does this thing look like? Tumors look aggressive. So this gives you a better look at the margins. They're sharper, and as a result, you have a much more sensitivity to lesions that are suspicious. Moreover, the most important thing, in my opinion, regarding 3D mammography is that lesions that are benign, you really can be more sure, okay, greater mm-hmm. certainty that they are benign.
Right.
In addition, you things like vessels overlap, it excludes lymph nodes, we're seeing more anatomy. It's simply a more complete examination.
Right. And all of that is very important because you're trying to figure out what you should do in the future to treat this patient, correct?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And more importantly, you want, when the woman has a mammogram, she's doing what she's supposed to do.
Right.
And you want to give her the most sensitive exam and give her the most accurate result. So this allows you to do that. Mm-hmm. Because there's no benefit to tell a woman that everything's fine if the exam is limited, for example. You
right.
see? So
mm-hmm.
this offers that.
Yeah. Now, does this require any more, uncomfortability among the on the part of the patient? Because I know there are a lot of women who don't like the whole process of getting a mammography.
Well, unfortunately, there's still compression. The exam takes about 2 seconds longer than a regular mammogram, mm-hmm. so most women don't notice that they have they've had a 3D mammography.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but physically, the exam's the same. Still compression, about the same exam.
Yeah. And how are folks reacting to it so far? How long have you been doing it?
So we've installed it in November. Women are calling and asking for it. We're having a marketing promotion where we're giving away Vera Bradley little totes to women who get a coupon in the mail. But overall, people are really asking for it. We do give women a choice. Some women do not want it.
Right.
Because they feel it's new technology, it's not proven, et cetera. So mm-hmm. we still offer 2D mammography for those women.
Right.
But I personally recommend 3D mammography on every woman unless she has fatty breasts.
Mm-hmm. What's the usual age requirement or the preferred age to start getting mammography?
So we follow the standard of care at UConn, which is that we recommend a woman at start having an annual mammogram at the age 40 and have one every year until she basically wants to stop. There's no end date. So every year we recommend the mammogram. Women, for example, that have dense breasts, we also suggest they undergo at least one annual ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
Which we also offer.
Right. And the self-exams, too, I suppose that's still a recommendation.
Very, very important. Should be done on a monthly basis. And really, you should pick one day every month and just do it. And in about 6 months, you'll know your breast parenchyma yourself. Because most women say to me, you know, everything's lumpy. I'm not sure what I'm feeling. That's okay. You'll feel it for 6 months. That's normal. You'll be the first to know if something's abnormal. And if you bring it to our attention, we will find it sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And another important point is that Women always ask, why do you get mammograms every year? Why can't we wait 5 years? And the reason for this is we know on average that the volume of tumor, if there is a tumor, doubles every 1.4 years. So we want to catch it as early as possible.
Yeah.
So if I don't see the tumor today and something starts growing tomorrow, we will catch you in 364 days before it has a chance to spread.
Exactly. And that's a key. Metastasizing cancer is very, very difficult to control, is it not?
Very difficult to control, harder to treat. And let me tell you, breast cancer, with the chemotherapy and radiation therapy we currently have, it's a very treatable disease, okay? Women who are diagnosed at early stages have a normal mortality and basically live their normal lives, okay?
Mm-hmm. And the thing, I guess, that you want to emphasize to women is the earlier you can actually see these problems earlier on with the 3D mammography.
Exactly. And that's the most important thing. Because everything we do is for the benefit of the women.
Right.
Okay, there's no other reason to do this,
mm-hmm.
and our job is to basically find these things as soon as possible,
correct.
And then get them removed.
Right, and know for sure that you should have them removed. I guess that's another key too, because a lot of people don't like going under the knife, myself included.
That's right. That's right. So that's why we work very closely. We have excellent breast surgeons. Okay, we have Dr. Christine Stevenson at UConn. She's mm-hmm. an excellent breast surgeon. And we also have excellent pathologists. And what we do is we work together as a team. So for example, if you come to UConn and you are getting care there, behind the scenes, we meet on a weekly basis and we discuss most women who have problems as a group, and we come to a consensus. And smaller hospitals may not offer this type of service. So as a result, you're really getting a bunch of us looking mm-hmm. at you and watching for your healthcare.
Yeah. Two heads are better than one, as they
Without
say.
A doubt. And six are even better than two.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Now, I want to go back to this because you mentioned that some people are a little worried about newer technologies. As far as the actual imaging techniques, you're still using the same basic technology. It's just a different way of presenting it? Is that correct?
That's it. I mean, the technology is basically this. The arm that grabs the images simply moves at an 11-degree angle. And so what it does is we get a bunch of images. Technology is the same. It is safe. It's FDA approved. Okay. But in medicine, in order to really demonstrate what we call efficacy, which is that does this actually work, it takes years.
Exactly.
Like our data about mammography is from the 70s, you see. So as a result, some women want to wait 10 years before they use technology.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion is start as soon as possible, especially
right.
if you have dense breasts.
And especially if you know the technology is going to make it easier for them to treat you in the long run.
That's exactly right.
And because don't make any mistakes. And
that's right. Fewer mistakes,
mm-hmm.
new baseline, right? And
mm-hmm.
then we basically know going ahead that this is going to be the future. In fact, in my opinion, 3D mammography is going to replace 2D mammography over the next several years.
Yeah. And it probably should based
that's
on
right.
what
That's
what
exactly
you're
right.
saying.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. The other thing I want to mention is I guess you're running a sort of collaborating with the dental school on getting folks to come in and have this procedure?
That's right. We have a very interesting program. It's funded by the Komen Foundation. And what we're offering is basically free mammography. So women who come and seek dental care at UConn, we have 9 dental clinics.
Mm-hmm.
If they're interested, they're eligible for a free mammogram if they're over the age of 40. So all they have to do is simply show up, have the dental care, and ask for a free mammogram, and we'll offer that.
Well, that's certainly a good way to start it out because, as you said, very important to get this type of thing done and get it early when you can actually do something to prevent especially the spread of this to other parts of the body.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, we'd like to thank you for joining us this morning on the program. That is our program for today. Sam Gingerella saying, good day, all.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.